Welcome to No More Booze, the podcast. I'm Olivia Farrelly, and in every episode, I explore the role that alcohol has in our lives. I interview people who have decided to live their life with no more booze. We'll explore their relationship with alcohol, how it made their life better, how it made their life worse, any lessons they've learned along the way, and what advice they would give to others who are contemplating a life without alcohol. So whether you are sober curious, you're sober serious, or you're already living your life alcohol-free, this podcast will provide inspiration and motivation as you begin to untangle and reassess your relationship with the booze. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this festive special episode of No More Booze. And myself and my gorgeous friend, Lisa, who we met earlier this year on the podcast, and we've become firm friends, Lisa. We're going to talk to you all, Bezzies, BFFers, Slay Queens, as my nine-year-old.
Sober Sexy Queens.
Oh, Sober Slay Queens. Slay! I'm sorry, is that annoying now? But yes, so we're going to talk all about the festive season today. We're going to talk about remaining alcohol free throughout Christmas 2025. Welcome back, Lisa. How are you?
I'm wearing my Christmas jumper here with lights. I've got a little Christmas tree dangling. I'm so excited for this episode. And thank you so much for having me on again.
Oh, I'm delighted.
I really appreciate that. Now, I am like overly, you know what? It's so funny because I'm coming up to 5 years this year. And it was only recently that I was kind of, I've done 5 years now. like I swear, and like my gym, we're going to High Rocks, and I was like, oh, we're going with a group and it's going to be so much fun. We're really going to Malaga, Barcelona, and I was like, they're all going to be drinking, like I could just. And then it's times like this over the last couple of days from reflecting on like why I don't drink, yeah. And thinking back and realizing it's such a freaking illusion in your brain. Absolutely. That tries to trick you into thinking that it was better back then. You know what I mean? Or like, again, I wasn't alcoholic, but I definitely would have a sensitivity. But like, it's not, I don't want to go back because I think, oh, I'm going to become an alcoholic. It's more my brain is like, it's like day and night with the decisions I make, the quality of life. And I'm like, really, like, what is attracting me back there? And I'm like, oh, we go crack. And I was reflecting over this, thinking back to my Christmas nights. And I was like, honestly, right, I'm going to be honest. Maybe it was more fun for, say, 2 hours of maybe one night of the month of December that I'd have a mad night. And it'd be so much fun for 2 hours. But for the rest of December, I would be wrecked, hungover, dragging myself from event to event, and just dealing with so much anxiety, fear, and stress, where instead, not drinking, you can just step into the month of December and make clear decisions the whole way through. Like, would you agree, Olivia? Or
oh,
what?
My
I know
God.
You've been a few years.
Yeah, so this is my ninth. Now I'm 7.5 years off the booze, but it's my ninth Christmas to be off the booze because I gave it up for the very first conscious time the year before I actually gave it up. So like, I'm well seasoned at this time, but I think that's really important what you just said, because I've experienced this very recently, right? So my guilty secret is that I watch the Kardashians, right? So I'm the exact same age as Kim. Our birthday is the same day. We're the exact same age, right?
21.
So, exactly. So I was watching it last week, and you know, Sarah, she's in that show, All's Fair, right? And Sarah Paulson came to Chris's house and they watched Fatal Attraction, right? And Sarah Paulson's personality is spectacular, right? And I love her, right? And they all went drinking in Chris's house, right? And obviously this is a new friendship group. And my mind went to the fact that, oh my God, what if I meet Sarah Paulson? I mean,
I want to be there.
And she wants to drink and I don't drink anymore. Oh my God, I might have to start drinking again when I become friendly with Sarah Paulson. And then I was like,
Oh my God, you're such a loser. But that's the way our brains go. So, you know, the thing that always, always, always brings me back to normal. And it's a funny one because it's Dr. Daniel Amen, you know, your man who
Oh,
does
I
all
love
the
him.
brain
Yeah,
scans.
he hates booze. Thank God.
He hates booze. And I always take solace from him and the fact that he has so much evidence. And I go, that's why I don't drink. Also, I don't think I can't hate myself. I just can't. And it was so horrible, the levels at which I hated myself when I woke up and the self-loathing and all that. I couldn't go back. I couldn't.
Yeah,
But it's
it's
very
like when I
natural.
just remember, I remember one New Year's, I went to some rave in town, and I remember my friend at the time was like, "You better not leave early," because I was like, "I won't." And we ended up going on a mad one. She left early, left me there, right? But I ended up getting a taxi home locked, and this is one of the reasons I actually gave up drinking, because I remember at the time my son opened the door, and he was around 16 or 17 at the time. And I went into the house anyway, and I remember the next morning having to say to him, "Well," and he just said, "You were talking about Google, ma'am." I was like, "Oh my God." So I feel like that was one of the main times he really seen me drunk. Now I just went up to bed, but the next morning I woke up. I was meant to go away with my son, my little lad Connor, to a hotel in Waterford for a New Year's Day for a couple of days. Sure, I left my phone in the feckin' nightclub. I left it in the changing room, and the nightclub was closed. Whatever way it worked, it closed New Year's Day and it closed the Monday.
Yeah.
So I remember I had no phone, and like I wasn't gonna head down. It was limber. I wasn't gonna head away for 2 nights with him with no phone, with the fear of God in me. Like, and I just remember being, "What?" And I remember going for a CD with my brother Colin, still no phone for 2 days, and just being like, "What am I doing?" Like, so it's that kind of stuff, even though in reality, it's not that bad. Like, what happened
Yeah.
wasn't that bad. I came in a bit drunk and I left my phone there. I could have just gotten a lend of a phone, but when your body is full of that poison,
Yeah, but
like, it's
everything is
like you think
compounded.
you murdered somebody, like, you
Yeah.
might as well have. Like, it's
Yeah.
like you're just like, it's like you think you're the worst person in the world and you're such a bad mother and what the, but actually, even now looking back, if I went back drinking tomorrow, I definitely would be going back with a mindset of it's all in your head. Like they say, 80 to 90% of our thoughts are just BS.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And it's the drink does, but I'd say, like you, like me, I've done that much self-development. And that's what I always push if I am ever on these podcasts, that it's not about giving up the drink. You give up the drink, you are only stopping the leak. You need to then do inventory of your life, whether that's through AA, through therapy, through step books, but you need to be doing some form of clearage.
Yeah,
Would you agree?
absolutely. And what helped me the most was, you know, Dr. Nicola Perra. So her books, How to Do the Work, How to Love Yourself, or How to Find Love, or whatever. And then there's a series of workbooks as well that you can get on Amazon. They really helped me as well. And like every healer and psychic on the land of
Yeah.
Ireland was consulted in Olivia's healing journey. Every one of them.
I
And
have to get a
abroad.
few of their no I need a few of their numbers off you, like,
Oh my
after.
God, I could give you the name of 10 psychics, 10 healers anywhere. Yeah, no, I have them. Yeah, they're amazing. But come here, let's talk specifically now about, right, okay, so we might just have a look at, okay, so what are we going to be triggered by? Like, is it family dynamics? Is it kind of loneliness? Is it people coming back into the country? Like, I have a gorgeous friend coming home from Australia. Now, thankfully, she doesn't drink. But like, if she was coming in and maybe like we hadn't seen each other, what do you do there? Work parties, you know, going back to your family home, you know, all these kind of things. So, I don't know, do you want to kind of maybe start with a work party?
So basically, like, Christmas, I would say to myself, like, the one time a year I loved to drink was Christmas. Like,
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been the type of person to say, "Oh my God, I love to drink." Yes, I love the nights out, I love the crack, but I wouldn't have really been, "I love to drink." I was more codependent than alcoholic, but Christmas, I loved to drink, and it would be the one night of the year for sure My gym party might not be my work party, because you know what? I think I went to my very first work party, and I think I ended up like having a smooch with the manager when I was like 19 or something. And ever since then, I have never really drank as much at a work party, because it was just, I have the fear of God, so I've always been fairly like sensible. But my gym party, oh my God, my gym party, we would go mad. I mean, go back to house party, we would be there till the next morning. Like, and in my world, that was the best night of the year, right? It was the best night of the year. It was the only thing that I was gonna give really miss when I gave up drinking. But luckily, what did I? So yeah, what I did was my and we used to do a big fitness thing into it, so we could done like say train for like we do a 6 week fitness program, and then it would finish with this super party. What I thought was the best night of the year. So what I did the first year I gave up drinking, I just didn't go to it, because I just said to myself, I am not going to put myself through the hell of teasing myself to go into that and actually not liking it. So I didn't go. Instead, I done fun things, like I done sauna in Glenmalure. I enjoy hiking. So we check, I remember it was John Boland's birthday, and we done. So I, instead of doing stuff like that, I really done more holistic-y kind of group things. And I was lucky at the time, because it was around COVID as well, so there was a lot more of that stuff going on. But the second year then, when I went to my gym party, they had the party in the gym and then they went the night out. But I remember going, and everyone was, I mean, locked and like on whatever. Like it was a wild night. And I walked out of there nearly crying, saying to myself, I could have been a fucking doctor. Because I just said, like, I actually thought that that was the best night of the year. But actually, it was only because we were so drunk and out of it that we thought it was the best night of the year. Does that make sense? Like,
Total
we're
sense.
actually,
Yeah.
when I was there, I was like, are you fucking joking me?
Yeah. Is it that's the
I
illusion. Yeah.
could have been a doctor. But don't fancy going to college again
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look
for
at
10 years.
yeah, and I
What would
suppose
you say?
so like work parties, I've a couple because I work in a few different places. So like I really like going for a meal. So like the meal definitely is it's nice. I really enjoy that part because obviously I love to eat. But also I'll go for a certain amount of time, right? But I really get into the zone before I go, right? So like
Right.
how do I do that? So I listen to the songs that I love. So I have different playlists for what I want to kind of achieve or whatever.
That
So I
would
have
probably get me on the drink.
oh yeah. Yeah. But it just it gets you in the vibe, doesn't it? So you're like kind of buzzing to see everybody. And then, I've said this before in the podcast, but like I get, I suppose, maybe very cheeky in that I treat it with like as an adventure, right? So who can I kind of slag off, or like how can I have fun, or do you know what I mean? So I really kind of like act as if I'm drunk. And I don't mean like that it's an act, but I kind of become, I have less kind of boundaries and maybe less, I'm not as self-aware, so I kind of loosen up a little bit like that, so it's
But
definitely, and I set a time to go home as well, so like the
do you
minute I go,
notice that? Like, I actually really enjoy being around drunk people once it's not the next level. Like, for the first few hours, it's good crack. Do you find that?
absolutely, yeah. And if you go in with that mindset, like so and I know all of this is about mindset. So it's about kind of checking yourself before you go anywhere and setting yourself up for something good.
But your first year, though, would you have gone to all the things? Now, maybe you what night out would you enjoy? Like, would you have enjoyed your work night out in general?
And
Okay, would it be a big party night, like
no, because like sure, I've kids and I'm in my 40s, but like I gave up in my
prior to
30s.
that,
Oh no,
like.
I was mental. Yeah, no, it was wild. I've had
Okay, so that would be a wild night, like if you wanted it to be.
But like,
Okay.
do I have good memories? No.
No, as in your first year off the booze,
Oh
like
yeah.
did you go to your party? Did you go to your Christmas party?
Yes, I can't
No.
remember. It's that long ago. I do remember sitting beside somebody who was a new member of staff, and him, and I love him since, right? But he was like, "Why aren't you drinking? Have a whiskey." And I thought, fuck off. Like, you don't even know me. I don't even know you. Stop trying to pressure me to drink. You don't know me. But it was so mad. And it's funny because I remember when I used to work with older people in my 20s and they'd be like, nah, I'm grand. I'd be like, what's wrong with you? But
Yeah,
as
I
you
used to
get
push and
older,
drink on people. I'd hate going out, but they didn't drink. Only my friend Dunner, I didn't mind because I knew he was off and he was good crack. But when I was properly partying, like if someone didn't drink that was there, it would make you uncomfortable. It's mad. Did you find that too?
Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, even that being said, you know, when people, especially if this is their first kind of Christmas without booze, like protect that with like absolute, protect it with your life. As we always say, it's like, you know, wrap it in bubble wrap, because if you don't feel it, like, don't go through with it either, you know?
I've cancelled loads of things. Like, honestly, I don't know if you can say this, right? I love Christmas. I love Christmas. I know some people don't, but for me, it gets me through the winter. I'm like, I love it. But I used to love the 3 weeks before Christmas. And then I didn't really drink much. I'd have a few drinks on Christmas Day because I was a mam, and Stephen's Day, we'd go mad. And then I'd just chill for the week watching films. Where now it's the opposite. It's like I find I now this year I'm going to do it differently, but usually I drive myself. Like usually I'd done Dublin Marathon, I'd be doing the Lugmo Challenge, and then I'd be working loads. It would come to the first 3 weeks in December, and I mean I would be burnt out to bits, and I used to hate it. And I remember even going away on a 2 week holiday 1 year and coming back and just feeling this genie Mac heaviness on me. Now I wasn't getting the urge to drink. But I was even too exhausted to go on a lot of the nights out. But then it's like the minute Christmas Day finishes, it's like pure bliss. It's like I love me. I was going like I remember going on. I think the first year I done one of Yin Yoga Jen's moonlight meditation things and hike things and. Oh my God, we go away to like kind of a convention, like a sober convention, like just after New Year's, always in Galway and Salthill. It's like I love after Christmas. But what I want to do this year is I want to be like, no, hell no. I don't want to be hating those 3 weeks anymore. So, what my plan is now, I'm actually going to plan, like, and this is what I do with all my clients. I'm actually going to plan the next 4 weeks so that. It's not like in my one set, if I'm honest, at the moment, I just want to go on a mad party, not drinking, but like you said, go out on a night out, go out dancing. Because I feel like I was at Robin Williams. Other than that, I'm always at wellness stuff and health stuff. And I don't know, I do feel like this time of year, I want to go out and have a bit of fun, but that doesn't have to be around alcohol. But it could get to that, and I could decide, no, actually, I want to go to the cinema and watch Wicked. Are
Absolutely.
you
Or
like
go,
that?
or go to a little comedy gig. But look at, I can't stay up past 9 o'clock. So like, if you want to have a
I can do
rave,
11.
or I can't
Push
do 11.
12 and
Oh God.
have
Oh my
a
God. How did we do it? How did we do it?
You have young kids though as well, don't you?
They're not that young, Jesus. But look at, I'm, oh God, I sound like
Like,
an
Olivia,
owl.
you're out on the 29th. What about our big party night?
I'm out on the 29th. We'll have a wild time
Out,
then.
out.
Amazing. Do you know, a lot of people have a lot of dinner parties around this time as well. So they'll invite people over, right? And I was talking to somebody there
You
and
obviously
they,
have posh friends because mine don't have
oh.
dinner parties. I'm
It,
joking.
no, but like just having people over or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And somebody just texted me there and was like, I'm having a dinner party tonight and I'm a little bit nervous. How do I cope with that? And I was like, well, what's your plan? And she was like, I have
Cancel
every,
them. I'm
yeah,
joking.
exactly. She's every drink under the sun. She's told a couple of people. She, you know, has her, you know, the CBT techniques, you know, that play it forward, catch a challenge and change it, all those kind of things as well. Anything else you'd kind of advise there when people are
Well,
coming to your house?
if I'm honest, right, and I'm just going to be solely honest, right, I have obviously met a lot of people that have been giving up the drink over the last 5 years, true clients of mine, true friends of mine. And what I have noticed is the people that give up the drink, that don't commit to it. It's like this, like I joined the gym program there. It was expensive, a food one. But like I wasn't properly focused on the food. Do you get me? So it didn't work. And I feel like that it's the same with the drink. Like you will have drank at this stage, could be for 30 years, could be for 40 years. It's your way of relaxing. So unless you properly put work into being sober, like more than likely it's not going to work for you. And if you are going to stuff in your first year, like that's triggering the hell out of you. Like anyone that I have noticed that continues to go to pubs and sits there with 0.0 drinks, especially in their first year, what I have noticed it ha they haven't stayed sober. Now again, that's just my that if they continue to hang around with the same people, do the same thing, if anything, once stress comes on them, it's going to be a lot easier for them to pick up the drink than the people that like actually make new friends are going to hike and like for instance, I've no interest in high rocks really, right? But the gym I'm in at the moment, it's all they talk about. And all of a sudden, I now want to do a freaking high rocks because whatever environment you're in is going to promote you. So if I'm sitting in an environment and everyone's sitting there having a drink saying how amazing drink is, I guarantee you it's not going to be long before you're going to pick up a drink. Where if I'm sitting there in a room of whether you have a proper problem and you're going to recovery, or whether you've joined some kind of sober group, or you're even around healthy people, or going to hiking events, or do you know what I mean? You're less likely going to be, what's the word, kind of influenced into
And
doing it. Would you agree?
yeah, and I think that's an incredible point because actually somebody sent into one of the groups today just around the advertisement around alcohol goes up a notch at Christmas time. So obviously, it's one of their most busy times of year, but they romanticize maybe, probably because people are off work and you can have drinks in the morning and then you can have like drinks in the afternoon or whatever. So I think the pressure to drink atmospherically in our environments is a lot more. So you can take yourself away from alcohol for most of the year, but around Christmas, you can't escape it. And I suppose it's to be more and more mindful that you're going to see alcohol absolutely everywhere. Your friends are going to force you. People you know don't even know who you sit beside for at your work dinner might try to force you. Like it's just so. Definitely go into the Christmas season with a plan, with maybe a visualization technique. How are you going to deal with these things? What are you going to say to the people? Who are you going to confide in? Who are you going to get support of? What are you going to drink? What are you going to wear? How are you going to get your mood higher? All those kind of things.
Yeah, and like what I would say to that girl is as well that like I actually was very embarrassed only the other day, and I'm nearly 5 years, and obviously I'm preaching about sober alcohol-free life, but my friend was here and I was getting the electrics done in my shed, and the guy who was doing my shed, I'd say, you know what, he was saying him and his wife had just been in Dubai, and I was saying, I'm dying to go to Dubai, and he said, oh, girls can actually drink free over there in certain places. And if my friend wasn't there who knew I didn't drink, I would have just said, oh yeah, brilliant, and just talked about something that's not even thought about it. Because at the end of the day, I do drink, fair enough, not alcohol, but I still drink. But my friend said, oh, she doesn't drink. And I was actually a bit taken back by it
Okay.
because I felt like as if, like, I don't like it. It's like how I address this is I don't make a big deal of it. And I even noticed my brother Colin, he's years sober and he's like the Sober Mess podcast. And a guy was pushing him to have a drink, like pushing him and pushing him. And Colin said he had a soccer match the next day. Do you get me?
Yeah.
So we don't have to come out and say, because I don't drink, blah, blah. Now you can if you want.
Yeah.
Like there's no, I mean, there's nothing, like luckily, by the time I went to my gym party, because I was on Instagram so much and on my brother's podcast, everybody at that knew me knew I didn't drink. So they weren't kind of pushing it on me. But like, yeah, so what I would, and like I've often had it, I remember out in a night out and some girl actually just bought me a drink and put it on the table, even though I said I didn't drink.
Oh, yeah.
I said that I wasn't going to have a drink. So yeah, so what I'd say is, A, you could pretend you're drinking and just buy sparkling water. B, you could pour it down the drain. See, you could just tell them you're not drinking. But if I was that girl, I'd just make sure she had an out, like as if they had to be gone at 10 o'clock or something, or 11
Yeah.
o'clock. Or, yeah, if I was her, I'd set boundaries.
There
Like,
you go.
yeah, of, And like, you don't need to have loads of different alcohol in your house. You could always just have what they need, if you get me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or tell people to bring their own and have a couple of bottles of wine. That's what I'd do. I'd be like, yeah, just bring your own booze and then have a couple. So you're not like, and it depends. If you're in your first year, I'd be telling people to avoid that as much as they can. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Just keep yourself safe. And it's funny because safe is the word that I use because I feel incredibly safe now in my own body. Whereas I never did when I was, do you know the Father Ted episode where your man from the BBC and don't give him a drink and he goes, I made the BBC, Henry something. Yeah, that was me. One sniff of a drink and it's like I'm the BBC, whatever. So no, but I'm very safe now, and I just think, there's so much to kind of wrap your head around. Like we have to come at an alcohol-free life from so many angles. So it's the social pressure, it's the pressure within ourselves, it's the beliefs we've built over all up over the year. It's physiologically how our brain, what it has associated with alcohol. It's all the relationships we have through alcohol. It's a sense of our identity. If it's a sense of our culture, it's how we connect. Do you know what I mean? So we have to dismantle this relationship, like literally inch by inch by inch. And if that takes 2 years, 10 years, whatever, and a lot of women are coming to me at the minute with maybe like ADHD, right? And they're really struggling with being in their bodies without alcohol and what that is bringing up for them. And alcohol is the quick fix, the glass of wine at the end of the day to de-stress, to connect, whatever. But like the yoga or the cold plunging or the breath work or whatever, that takes longer and it's a practice. So what we always say is like, look at how many times did you drink last year? And they'll say 60. And how many times, like in 2024, I've drank 60 times. And many times have you drank in 2025? And they're like three. That's incredible progress. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's not, and like I said with the gym thing, the scenario, keep listening to the sober podcasts. Like some a couple of my clients just every day they just listen to sober podcasts. There's actually a really good sober podcast. I'll share it with you, Olivia, and you can share it on your page. But yeah, I'd say like keep listening to sober stuff, keep surrounding yourself with sober people as much as you can. Plan, and you know what? Cancel as much stuff as you need to. You know what I mean? Like if you don't feel like going, like I was looking at a thing on energy because I've been done a course on energy where we should be putting our energy into. And you know what it said? Socializing 5%. Now that's not your self-care and your mindset time and your C-dipping time, but like, yeah, it's getting near to Christmas for me now. And there's a night out actually this Saturday night, which a part of me would love to go to, but I know there's going to be a lot of madness going on at that. There possibly could be. It's a lot, like it'll be a wild night. Fun, I'm sure it'll be loads of fun. But then the following week, I know your sober night out is on. And I'm kind of saying to myself, you know what? I'm dying to go to see that Wicked film. And the fact that there a few weeks ago, I was kind of saying, now I know I'm not, but my head was going a bit off. Oh, would I go back? I mean, even though I know it won't, again, like you said, it's just that mad thought. So it would probably be safer for me just to go to the Wicked film in the cinema and then maybe go out the next week. You know what I mean? And we'll have an extra two Cokes, add a bit of diet in to get more caffeine. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, so it's no, it's not saying I'm not going to have a fun night over Christmas, but maybe that would have been where I would have went mad. Now I'm not saying the people is nothing wrong with them. That's where I would have went mad. Do you know what I mean? That could have been where I had 12 Bacardis and God knows what else. You know what I mean? Like, and then you know what I mean? Yes, it would have been loads of fun until like the next day or the week after. You know what I mean? The knock-on effect. So yeah, I'd trust yourself, trust your heart, keep leaning into your heart and keep asking yourself, there's different parts of ourselves. What would my healthy self do? And my healthy self, because I'm going to carry, I'm trying to carry in one for a big event on Sunday. So my healthy self would probably go to the cinema. But if I decide on Saturday I want to go to the party, go to the party, but go for 2 hours. And then maybe the following week, go to your going wild now too.
Or a Red Bull. Amazing. Do you know, I think another one that's probably going to show up for people a little bit is, you know, people returning home from abroad or whatever and then expecting the nights out. But look at, you know, that's when we can maybe do our day dates with our gorgeous friends. So like the walks in the park or the brunches or like fancy exercise classes or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Just doing something different. Pilates, Barry's boot camp, do you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I'm even at a place with that now that I feel I know I need to get back into a bit more of that, because my first 2 years in recovery, I was doing loads of that. Like, I was in hiking groups, dipping groups, and they used to be so much fun. But this, since I've really been just busy, but I've just really put my head into my business, I haven't been doing as much, and I do miss it. So, like, you know where it's actually great for looking up stuff? If you go onto Eventbrite, they, if you just put in the week, they have a list of loads of activities that are usually healthy enough, and a lot of people go on them like themselves. Like, I've actually even booked in my cacao and Christmas, and a part of me the other day was even like, oh, will I just cancel it because I'm gonna have to push the sales on it? But I'm like, I actually want to do this for me, because I know I have the little cronies that always come and I love them. So it's like, even if I know that there's definitely six girls that come to all of my stuff and a couple of lads, so I was like, I'll actually just have such crack with them that I'm not, you know, even if there's just a small group of us. So it's like leaning into stuff like that, and a great place to find stuff like that is Eventbrite. And like, don't be afraid. You do have to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Like, you are kind of rebuilding your life, like you said.
Exactly. And it's not go it is going to be awkward. Of course it is.
Yeah,
You
and
want to
it is
want to
going
do
to be
with your
boring
hands.
at times. And
Absolutely. But like, what's the flip side? So, you know, and a huge amount of us, we've given alcohol 1,000, maybe 1,500, maybe a million chances, and it's always going to treat us the same way. So we have to change. Do you know what I mean? Because it's never
And you
going to be
know what?
different.
Though I always say, oh, I didn't have a problem, I didn't have a problem. But like, you wouldn't have given it up if you didn't have a problem, because like, you don't give up cups of tea, or you know what I mean? So obviously there was some form of problem there, or else.
But you know how I frame it? Like, it caused loads of problems in my life, so therefore it was a problem. Very
And
simple.
like that's my thing. I'm like, right. Like, what? Yeah, you get that massive relaxation for like, what, an hour or two, and then you just feel groggy, you feel tired. You when you're eating shit for a few days, your brain is burnt. Like, yeah, it's like, if anyone, I would recommend everybody in their life should give up alcohol for a year or two. Like, why not? Like,
Absolutely. Yeah. And
I just think like,
one of my best friends gave it up for a year, like the pro before me, and then went back in it and was like, what am I at? You
I
know, and
know.
then is alcohol free for a long time now. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it
And what about Christmas Day? Would you say this? I actually have had a Christmas Day that there was a family feud. Is that the word?
yeah.
It wasn't that big, like, but I remember there was a few. Well, it was something silly. My sister forgot the baby formula. And she was driving up from Mayo, and everyone was just about to have dinner, and we were starving. Sure, everyone had to go to every petrol station that were all closed. So by the time everyone went to have dinner, we were all so grumpy. So everybody was like snapping. But you know what I did that night? I just had a cup of cacao, and I don't think I got out of bed and stayed or answered the phone to my family. So realized that, like, but it gets easier every year I stay sober. It's like I feel happier, I feel better. Would you say that?
Absolutely. So this is my ninth, right? So I'm like the Dalai Lama before the controversy, right? But I'm like him because this is one of my favorite times of the year. January, I adore. So I'll do a reflection, right, throughout the entire year and just see how far I've come. Set my intentions then for the next year. I do a lot of manifestation, you know, all that kind of stuff. And what a gorgeous headspace to be in so that you're clear, you know. And then as well, like you mentioned it there, like family dynamics, right? We all repeat patterns. Like I turn into a 16-year-old bastard when I go home. Like Gary goes to me, "Oh my God, who are you? You're so demanding in your home house." And I'm like, "Oh, get me this." Do you know what I mean? But that's not who I am, but it's the role I revert to. So we all do a lot of that. But like, obviously, I'm maturing up now. So I'm not behaving like that anymore. But do you know what I mean? So like, we're going to get involved in conflicts and stuff at home. But I suppose when we don't have the acceleration or the ignition, that alcohol, you know, it's like an incendiary device.
No, but at the end of the day, right? So what happened that day that that particular thing happened, right? I was able to reflect on it, right? What worked? What didn't work? What will I put in differently? So the next year, I was able to know. I know that, right? If I invite over a certain amount of family members, there's too many of us, and it doesn't work because I have such a big family. So, like a tip for everyone is, even if you go into your first Christmas and it's shit and it doesn't work, you're going to sit there in January and say, right, what am I going to do next year? And that's what it's about, because the first year you give up alcohol, you might not do it right because it's your first time. So you don't know what the hell to do. It's like you're in, think of it as in you're in junior infants of this. Like you have drank for 35 years or whatever. So of course you're in the first year, like the, you know what I mean? The first, they say the first year in a relationship, your first year having a baby, the first year having a dog, you know what I mean? It's hard, but you learn. And then, and even now I'm like, right, I'm not going to let these, the first, the next 3 weeks of Christmas be shit and then flip it that I have an amazing time. I'm going to slow ease into it a little bit more. Well, you know what I mean? Like, so like, but because only because I've learned to reflect. So if you're coming into your second or third sober Christmas, ask yourself, what should I not have done last year? Like that's a really top little tip. But
It's how we learn and grow. Right. Look, I have to collect my little fella from soccer. I'd say you have to go and collect somebody from
and I'm here,
training
we're
as
not
well.
sure very much.
Exactly.
We're so exciting, Olivia. We're
I
so
know, I know. I
excited.
know. Okay. Don't be jealous. Right. Okay. Look, Lisa, remind us where we can find you if we want a bit more, Lisa.
Oh yes, I am the Wellbeing Queen on Instagram. It's Lisa Doolin on LinkedIn. And like that, I do have a few things coming up. If anyone is giving up alcohol and they'd like to join myself and my cronies on the 14th of December for Cacao and Christmas, please do drop me a DM. Also, if you want to join myself and Olivia and a few of them for our wild party night on the 29th, please do come along as well.
Yeah. Okay, great. Lisa, you're a doll. We'll catch up soon. All right. Thank you.
Much love. Take care.
No More Booze, the podcast, is produced, mixed, and mastered at the studios of Irish Audio Drama. For more information, visit irishaudiodrama.com.